Welcome to the Old Republic Podcast.
We're a podcast that discusses Star Wars, Knights of the Old Republic, general sci-fi, and about the stories that inspired a galaxy.
Consider this a spoiler warning for everything under the sun and the twin suns in that galaxy far, far away.
This is where the fun begins.
All right. Today we are talking about everything KOTOR lo-fi and a few other musical projects that our listeners on Patreon kind of helped fund.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. We put together some lo-fi tracks, you know, over the last couple of years. And, you know, there were things that we, you know, kind of compiled and put out onto YouTube. And we're going to talk about the tracks a little bit here in just a minute. But we never really did a podcast episode on them in particular, Cassia. We've kind of sprinkled them in like little bits, like while we were working on them and stuff. And when I say we were working on them, you know, our very talented musician friends were working on them, you know, at our behest. But yeah, when we got these finished and they were going out to our Patreon patrons, we're getting, you know, kind of the first looks at these things. And, you know, we definitely appreciate them and appreciate all the support because they were the ones that helped us get these put together in the first place. So, you know, check out the Patreon, patreon.com/oldrepublicpodcast. But Cassia, lo-fi wasn't something I was super familiar with. So really this idea came from you and you said, hey, we should see about doing some KOTOR lo-fi. So what's up with that, Cassia? Where was your love of KOTOR and lo-fi? Where did those intersections meet?
It seemed like there were a lot of covers, like Star Wars covers or Harry Potter covers, Lord of the Rings covers, and other kind of covers kind of like during the pandemic period. Like a lot of people were just at their desk studying, and lo-fi is just kind of fun to listen to. It's not too intense. It's just kind of something different to listen to. And I was like, you know what? I think it would be fun to have like some KOTOR lo-fi. And I think you thought it was a good idea. And our patrons helped us out, and we do recognize it is a crappy economy. So if you're not able to be a Patreon patron right now, even just liking our videos or episodes on YouTube, subscribing, or giving us a 5-star review if you feel like we've earned it, that helps us out. What do you think, Brian?
Yeah, absolutely. It definitely helps us out, and we're going to put links to this KOTOR lo-fi playlist in the show description, so you can go and, you know, check these out. And we have some artwork that kind of coincides with them, because that was really kind of what kicked off this lo-fi I don't want to say craze, because lo-fi has a history, and I'm going to talk about that here in just a second. But yeah, like you said, Cassia, kind of during, you know, like the 2020s, it seemed like lo-fi was like this big, huge thing that kind of exploded on YouTube of people, you know, listening to it to study or to work or to just, you know, have some, you know, kind of background vibes kind of going on. So to that end, it wasn't something I was super familiar with, because lo-fi has kind of interesting history. So let's talk about this here for just a second. What is lo-fi music, Cassia? It is lo-fi. It stands for low fidelity, and it basically describes music and where some of the elements of the music have imperfections to them. You know, oftentimes in, you know, modern lo-fi, what you think of, what you'd go to and listen to, like our lo-fi, for example, or other things on YouTube, stuff like that, you know, those imperfections are done intentionally. But that wasn't always the case, because lo-fi goes back a ways. It really became kind of popular in the 1990s, where it was described as DIY music or lo-fi music. And that makes a lot of sense, because in the 90s you had stuff like the Nintendo. So you had like chiptune kind of music, plus you had people were getting, you know, kind of personal computers and, you know, microphones and things, when we're able to start kind of making their own music and their own music beats, you know, kind of at home. But, you know, the process of it, the components, the equipment weren't always of the highest quality, as they, you know, were kind of early iterations of that. William Berger, who's a DJ in New Jersey, actually coined the term lo-fi in regards to music in 1986, but it really goes back before that. So kind of the first examples of lo-fi music come from like 1960s garage rock and 1970s punk rock. So like the Beatles' White Album, a lot of people will say there's lo-fi elements to that. the Beach Boys, same kind of thing there, because a lot of these bands and sounds were being recorded on more budget instruments or like at home studios as opposed to like fancy built out studios. So they had a little bit of a lower fidelity sound. The 1980s cassette tapes kind of helped carry that musical aesthetic, the lo-fi aesthetic there. Then the term would be broadly used, lo-fi, to describe basically all music in the 90s. Anything from like an indie band or a grunge band in the 90s or 2000, they were always kind of classified as this lo-fi thing. But lo-fi wouldn't really get a more crystallized kind of meaning and identity until the late 2000s when we get kind of not really the advent, but like chill wave and this word, hypnagogic pop, H-pop,
Wow.
which is kind of like a tuned down kind of version of something if you play around with it. The best kind of example I can think of, if you are familiar with the artist Eminem, in his song Stan, it has the sampling at the beginning and it sounds like it's being played off of a cassette tape. It's kind of like a nostalgic pop kind of thing, I guess. So chill wave and this H pop are kind of what the current like standard definition of what lo-fi music is. And if you go on YouTube and you search up lo-fi music, it's going to be kind of in this like chill wave genre.
Wow, I learned so much, like a lot I did not know. I was like gonna be all smart and be like, well, actually, lo-fi means low fidelity, but I didn't know any of the other stuff you mentioned. So if you
That's
can't
right.
tell, Brian also hosts the podcast Drink the Music. He knows what he's talking about. So,
Well, thank you.
yeah.
Thank you very much. Yes, our KOTOR tunes here are lo-fi. We try to bring the hi-fi in terms of the content here. But yeah, I thought it was kind of interesting because, like I mentioned, Cassie, I wasn't super familiar with lo-fi music when you brought me this idea. I kind of knew that, people were listening to it, in study sessions and things like that as kind of this background music, kind of, like stargazy kind of thing. But I wasn't super familiar with it. So I was interested to get into it. And then, kind of our first couple of projects that we had came from our friend Dennis, who helped us out with the first couple of tracks and then actually the last track. So when you two put your heads together and started working on these and we got kind of the first cuts of those, I was, blown away. I'm like, man, the ambiance to this is really great. It sounds really interesting. So I was definitely on board the lo-fi train, kind of going forward then.
Yeah, so we have a few of these, and this is gonna be a fun edit.
Yes.
But we might sample it, but I was like, oh my goodness, what would maybe help us grow our YouTube is if we talked about what's on our YouTube and highlighted it, and it's kind of like 2 years after the fact. So if it kind of seems like it was a good idea, but I missed it because I was distracted, it's because I was. So,
Yeah,
anyways,
fair. And
yeah.
we'll probably and hopefully, in theory, if you're new to the YouTube, thank you, welcome. Because Google Podcasts are going away, and it's turning into this YouTube podcast. So, we just kind of wanted to also, take a minute, obviously, to highlight the lo-fi, but just to kind of highlight the YouTube channel here as well for people that don't know, because our podcast episodes go up on there, but we do a lot of fun things like this lo-fi and the audio drama and stuff like that as well.
So we kind of wanted to highlight that because I'm like, self-promotion is hard, and ironically, I think we do better highlighting, like other things like besides our own podcast. But I'm like, we're gonna try today. So,
That's right. Just lean into it.
So do you remember what the first track we did was?
I believe that the first track that we did was the Terrace Upper City track. I believe that was the first one, and we got it paired up. We actually combined kind of two projects here because we're also doing in addition to the lo-fi that Dennis S. Mowers was helping us on. He's been on several of the episodes. We'll make sure to link his accounts and stuff. Very talented musician working on his own audio dramas and stuff like that now as well. But we're also pairing it up with some artwork that we were getting going, some kind of postcard artwork. So yeah, it's a very lovely kind of rendition of this Terrace Upper City theme. Here was the very first one that we got, and it incorporates a lot of the elements of, like the game kind of sounds and feelings in addition to the music.
Yeah, and the postcards and, well, the art is done by the great Astronautka Art. We've had her on the podcast. She's excellent, and we highlight her art, of course, in the lo-fi music tracks, and also it appears in our merch on postcards and cups. So Terrace Upper City, we have Harp is kind of like the team dad. He's kind of like doing a little bit of, I think, like babysitting, you know, with Mission and Zalabar, and they're kind of just reading, having some coffee, you know. And I kind of think like Karth's, like, I think one of my requests for Dennis is like, ooh, I love that you're incorporating the dialogue from the game in the music. And I was like, can you just like have Karth kind of like say, I don't want to talk about it, and then he did, and I was like, that's the apotheosis of everything that this podcast is about, I think.
Yeah, exactly. It was a really good kind of introduction, I think, to the lo-fi tunes here in terms of, you know, what we were trying to accomplish. Because when you set out with something like this, you know, you and I, you know, love music and, you know, can think about music and talk about it, but we don't really know that much about the production side of music. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, just putting out, you know, what you want out there. And, you know, luckily Dennis was able to take it and run with it and come up with something, you know, that was absolutely mind-blowing to both of us, and really so happy with the way that it came out. And, you know, we were, you know, then, you know, kind of on board this this train to go out and put out some more music. So I think that the second one that came out then, Cassio, was the Sith and Endar Spire themes.
Yeah, and this one doesn't include any voices or dialogue from the game, but Dennis kind of said, like, it was kind of one of the more difficult tracks to do low fidelity, because it's kind of one of the most intense tracks in the game. And mm-hmm. then to kind of just do a chill version of it, you kind of really have to think about it. And I really enjoy the artwork too. It includes Trask and our Revan fan cast. You can guess who it is. I will neither confirm nor deny, you know. And it kind of just has like Bastila and Karth, like, it's kind of like minutes before like KOTOR starts over Terrace, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not to jump the gun, this one is definitely one of my favorites here of the lo-fi tracks that we got. And you know, Dennis mentioned that, you know, this one was really difficult to do, but I love how it's, you know, kind of elongated and definitely has a really kind of chilled out vibe to it. And I like this one a lot. If I'm just putting one on to listen to like in the background or something, this one is a perfect one.
Yeah, and yeah, and it's funny because looking back at these, I'm like, oh, it says Ebon Hawk Podcast on it, but because our podcast used to be called the Ebon Hawk Podcast, and we changed it to the Old Republic Podcast when the KOTOR remake video game was announced. Hopefully it'll come out one day, but so it's just funny to be like, oh, things have changed, you know? So, yeah.
That's right. Things have changed, yeah, for sure. If you do watch these videos on YouTube, if you watch really closely, periodically the Ebon Hawk does fly around the screen, so that's kind of fun. That was one of my first kind of YouTube video-making endeavors for the podcast, so that's pretty fun stuff there. And then let's see, we get into kind of the third one that we got off kind of, you know, right off the bat here from Dennis, and that is the Old Republic theme here, you know, kind of featuring Revan on the video, but, you know, definitely that classic theme of the game. It lends itself really well, and it has some voices in there from Malik, and this one's a good one.
Yeah, and kind of talking about the artwork, like, I loved Astronautka's take on Darth Revan. Like, I was kind of like, have him be in the light side robes with the mask on, purple lightsaber. But maybe just add a cape to it, so like he looks like, you know, kind of like Superman, you know. And she did a black and white version, which I loved, and then she did the completed purple, or there's more than one color in it, like the completed in color version. And I was like, let's kind of like have a transition in the YouTube video where it's like it starts black and white and then goes to color, because I think that just kind of highlights the art, you know. And it even kind of incorporates like the chest opening sound, like when you find loot in a treasure chest, or loot crate, I don't know. It incorporates that sound, and I really love, like you said, it incorporates the Darth Malak kind of like closing remarks as he dies. And I think it's like one of my favorite tracks. And it kind of just epitomizes the KOTOR era, like in one song, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. It does, yeah. It's you know, kind of perfect that that Old Republic theme that you get, you know, right off the top when you start the game up here, and that is, you know, brought down to these chill vibes here for the lo-fi project was pretty awesome. Yeah. And then, you know, do you wanna finish up with, we have one more from Dennis here, but that was the last one that we had done, so should we check out here? We've got the Anchorhead Street Fight and the Tatooine Ebon Hawk theme, and that comes from the talented musician Ziano, who I will make sure to get linked here in the description as well. But this one was interesting, because the Anchorhead, or the Ebon Hawk theme isn't really a real theme, right? I don't think.
Yeah, so in KOTOR 1, the Ebon Hawk doesn't have its own theme. It shares a theme with Tatooine. I think it was just due to time and maybe budget reasons. In KOTOR 2, that's fixed, so the Ebon Hawk has its own musical cue. But this is kind of the first, I guess, track where we kind of had two songs in one, YouTube video. And like you said, Ziano did it, and they're kind of two very different songs. And we kind of talked about when we were discussing the music of KOTOR, like the Anchorhead Street Fight kind of has some echoes of like Ray's theme, you know, which I think is just like a coincidence, but yeah. I also like the postcard because it includes the Binary Suns, a Jawa, and HK-47, and I think at this point we're like, let's just do a shadow of Revan so people can imagine what Revan looks like, you know. And it's kind of like, so there's shadows of Revan and Bastila, and like, they're kind of exchanging, like, Revan has the holocron, he's going to give to Bastila, and Bastila has the crate pearl, they're exchanging it, because, like, even when I'm, like, requesting, you know, like, little postcards, I'm like, how do I make this a love story? So
that's right, how do we incorporate love into this scene with HK holding the blaster, for sure. The Anchorhead Street Fight and Tatooine Ebon Hawk theme are really great. They're a little bit of a different change of pace, you know, having the different composer do it, so it's interesting to get the difference in kind of takes and you know, musical stylings and things, because you know, the first three there were, you know, very kind of chilled out sort of versions of these. I think that The songs here are a little bit more atmospheric feeling, have a little bit more kind of sense of purpose, I guess, almost in a way. Maybe taking that Ebon Hawk theme and running with it. But yeah, this one was a fun one too to get, and like I said, interesting when you start working with a new composer that you hadn't worked with before. So that was a lot of fun. And then we have another composer who helped us here with the next couple of tracks, both for our Max Rebo Behind the Music episode, and then also doing the Otto City from Manon lo-fi tracks here is Dakari, who is one of the hosts over on Galaxy of Film. So go check them out and check out Dakari's stuff here. But what do we think about these two here, Cassia? Max Rebo, can't beat that.
Yeah, the Max Rebo lo-fi doesn't mess around. I believe Dakari titled these tracks Jedi Off the Rocks and Lafty Necks, and it incorporates art by Hooney, and we love Max Rebo, so it was just it was fun that we were kind of able to release that, you know, kind of around the time we did the Max Rebo holiday special, which I believe, like, I think we predated Max Rebo's glorious return in the Book of Boba Fett. So
that's right. I feel like we predicted the return for Book of Boba Fett. We also predicted that he was going to be the crime boss, leader of Crimson Dawn. I don't know if that has come to fruition.
Would have been better.
So. I think it might be. I think that's still in the cards for sure.
Yeah.
Then the second one here, one of a lot of people's favorite kind of themes of the game is the Otto City Manon theme here that Dakari also did for us here, featuring Jolie and everyone's favorite droid T3 on the postcard art.
Yeah. Because I'm like, what would be funny? And I was like, oh, Jolie interacting with the new technology, you know? Because sometimes you just see your grandparents and, like, they're like, you teach them how to text, you know, and it's like, it's funny.
And then a week and 10,000 texts later, you're like, why did I teach them how to do that?
Yeah. Then you can kind of see Revan and Bastila in the background, and Revan gets a little bit more defined, and then I think, like, later on in the art, I'm just like, make him this fan cast, just, yeah. So, I did want to highlight that Hooney also did some art for us, in which we did tracks, like, 1 through 3, like, the Terrace Upper City, the Sith Endar Spire, and the Old Republic theme.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of did like a little mini playlist, you know, like in Zalabar's on Kashyyyk working at his desk, working on some electronics. And there's some fun Easter eggs in that. Like, this honestly might be the way I discovered the movie The Thing, is through the Rakul poster. Do you remember any of the Easter eggs?
Yeah, there were a couple of Easter eggs. The Rakul poster there, of course. You've got the High Republic book there, kind of on the shelf behind him. You've got the Mad Claw sound beats by Mission, I guess, maybe is what those are there. Yeah. And then of course there's a couple of big ones. If you know anything about our episodes that we've done with Hooney, there's a couple of really good ones on the shelf up in the left hand corner there to pick out while you're listening to these lo-fi tunes.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil them all, but there's details and you should check them out. So
that's right. Yeah, just refer to any conversation we've had with Hooney on the podcast. But yeah, those are that piece of art was really incredible that he put together for us. I know that took a ton of work for him, but yeah, it was kind of the perfect little art thing, because if you look at a lot of the lo-fi on YouTube, they have kind of a similar kind of aesthetic here, and this definitely kind of captures that in this piece of art from Hooney. And then the same could be said about our final piece of lo-fi here's some artwork that we got from some artwork by Nick Ducote, which is just absolutely fantastic too.
Yeah, so Dennis returned, and we did the Bastila's theme, and we've actually incorporated that a lot into our audio drama trailers and everything, sometimes even into the credits, and it's just a great song. We wanted to do something special for it, so yeah, Dennis composed that. It's great. Incorporate some dialogue. You should listen to it, and yeah, it's great artwork. And there was also a bonus, Old Republic use of our lo-fi, in which you did the card deck of card flip through. Do you still have that deck of cards?
I do, absolutely. Yeah, and just the Bastila's theme is was a really great one to get. It took a while for that one to get kind of finalized, but the Bastila's theme has a long-running history on the podcast, as you might imagine if you've been watching or listening along to the Bastila audio drama. But the Bastila's theme, I believe, was the original kind of closing song
Closing
for the
music, yeah.
podcast, and so it's always the Bastila theme has always kind of been a part of the podcast, way back to the first episode before I was even on it. And then I do tend to incorporate that particular lo-fi into a lot of podcast stuff that we do, be it the trailers or even just kind of breaks within episodes and stuff like that, because I really, really enjoy that. And then yeah, I have
Yeah.
kind of that little flip through I just made. I needed some music to set to it. That's pretty fun. This Jedi of the Old Republic, really fun kind of deck of cards I got on Etsy there. But yeah, it's just a deck of Old Republic Jedi that I'd picked up off of Etsy, so that's fun. A lot of KOTOR Jedi in there, and then some other Jedi from like Tales of the Jedi and stuff like that. So pretty fun.
Yeah, celebrates all things the Old Republic, and yeah, so do you want to hear an idea I have?
Absolutely, I do.
What if we make a playlist of all the KOTOR lo-fi tracks with the star map Revan and Bastila by Astronaut Cut Art as the art, like, background image? Like, what do you think about that?
Okay, I like that idea. I like that idea. Because yeah, I think it's a good idea to get these into a little bit longer playlists. I don't know about playing them for like a 24-hour loop, like some of the lo-fi
Oh, I don't think
stations
we could,
do.
you know.
I don't know if we could. I don't know if we could. There's too much content for that. But yeah, I think that the lo-fi project was something that we had a lot of fun doing. Kind of like all of these projects that we've done, the audio drama, the behind the music with kind of that little like static video kind of thing I made there with the old Kenner action figures, and the lo-fi too, something that we didn't have a lot of experience with, but just kind of thought that it would be fun to do, and then reached out to our much more talented friends to help us put it together. But I think it was pretty worthwhile, and I really enjoyed kind of the process of it, and then the end result was something that was really interesting. So
Yeah, and I think we've also, we've done some sad flute sounds, like some sad Naboo sounds, like of Across the Stars and Anakin versus Obi-Wan, and are there, and we also mentioned Max Rebo. Is there any other musical things we should mention?
So those are the big ones there in terms of the lo-fi, which is what the focus of this was. We also have some music from the Bastila audio drama. That's all kind of been original music from Dennis in part one, and then Joseph Spence in part two. He actually probably have heard a discussion that we had with him about the creation of the music in part two, and hopefully look for kind of the soundtrack to the Bastila audio drama coming here at some point. I think that that would be something really cool and really beneficial to get out to the world. And our members over on Patreon are the ones that are getting to hear that music first before they go up to to YouTube or into the podcast feed. So yeah, if you want to get kind of early access to that stuff, that's the best place to do it. And we couldn't commission the music and commission the artwork and stuff without their support. So I definitely wanted to circle back and give another shout out to all of the fine folks over there for sure. But yeah, we've done a lot with music here on the podcast, Cassie. It's been quite the ride, I think.
Yeah. And we just wanted to thank you, our listeners, and every else out there. And we hope you had a fun time listening to this. Maybe you even, listened while you were studying or something. But I guess we can close out and say, may the force be with you.
Older Public Podcast can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube, as well as everywhere else that Anchor Podcasts are distributed. Subscriptions, reviews, and shares help us out.
And if you want to connect with the podcast on Twitter, we can be found at Old Republic Pod. And if you want to connect with me, I can be found on Instagram at Astro underscore Droid underscore.
You can find us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/OldRepublicPodcast. Our intro and outro themes were composed by Dennis S. Mowers at DennisSMowersMusic.com.
This episode of the Old Republic Podcast has been brought to you by Nikki Dog from Patreon. May the force be with you. We will be back soon. Bye for now.